We're definitely known for the three C's. Everybody knows us for cookies, camps, and crafts, but we're also about developing leadership skills in girls. So we do that through helping girls discover new skills and things that they're good at, and then to connect with their peers and the community. And then once they have those skills and those connections, then we help them to take action.
Girls' ages?
We serve girls kindergarten through 12th grade, so all through their school. And then after that, of course, we also have a volunteer program as well.
Dakota Horizons.
Dakota
right?
Horizons, yep.
Okay. And how big is Dakota Horizons?
So we encompass all of North Dakota, all of South Dakota, and then a little sliver of Northwest Minnesota. So it's a pretty huge area there that we cover.
A lot of girls.
Yep. And we serve about 15,000 folks overall as our membership. Mm-hmm. And our girl membership is around 12,000 throughout the council. Now, I work with the girls and the volunteers East River, South Dakota. And so that's about 3,000 girls and about 1,000 volunteers that we serve in this area. So,
if girls want to get in on Girl Scouts, if you want to become a Girl Scout, what do you need to do?
The easiest way is to register online, and you can get there through our website, and that's gsdakotahorizons.org. And then there's a convenient button there at the top that you just click to register online. And then once you register, then a local person will contact you to get you going in the area.
And then you'll be, I guess, is it in a troop or?
There's lots of different ways to participate, actually. Mm-hmm. There is the traditional troop that most people are familiar with, which is a girl group that's of their peers the same age level. And then there's also an event pathway that the girls can participate through, so they can just join and do our events. And those are all around different topics, some science, technology, engineering, math. We have self-esteem, of course, so that's the fun self-esteem building things. We have our cookie program, which is the biggest girl-run business that most people are familiar with. So lots of different activities for them to be involved in that way.
The big event.
The big event. It's big. That's our STEM event, and this is our third year, so we're
when you say STEM,
pretty excited.
What do you mean?
STEM is science, technology, engineering, and math. And so we partner with local agencies, and they come out and do hands-on activity booths for girls. So we have the ever-popular Augustana Archaeology. This is our third year with the event and the third year that they're partnering with us.
Okay.
They build an actual dig site at the convention center there. So they build the sand pit, and they have a awning there and lamps and all the stuff that they would use at a regular dig site. And then girls can dig for artifacts and things. We also have, like, Sioux Falls Ballooning is new this year. The Museum of Visual Materials is going to be out there. Sertoma Butterfly House. And we're doing something a little bit different this year. So the event goes from 12 to 3, and the booths are open that whole time. Then at 2 o'clock, we're going to be having an illusionist perform. So he's going to do an hour performance. And it's the title of that is Following Your Dreams. And then he's also going to be doing the science and physics behind the illusions for us. He's going to kind of show the girls how the illusions work to kind of get that science aspect of everything. So it's going to be a fun day.
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday, May 3rd.
Okay, and the hours again are?
Noon to 3, and then the illusionist performs at 2, and the cost is $5. So.
But you don't have to be a Girl Scout to attend?
Nope. Okay. It's open for everybody.
Everybody.
So, yep. Yep.
Boys, girls, men, and women.
Right.
Okay,
yep. The whole family. Yeah. Again, the activities are really geared towards that girls, like 4th through 8th grade, but anybody. It's open for everybody.